Hi, Daily Dosers. My name is Paige Payne. I'm one of our young adult pastors here on the Vista campus. I love what I get to do, and thank you for these next couple minutes. We are in the series called Love the Lord Your God. This is straight out of Matthew 22. Love the Lord Your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I recently heard, if you ever want to make your congregation feel guilty, just teach on this passage, because we will never be people who love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Like, it literally is impossible. And yet our righteousness, our goodness with God has never rested on how good we are at doing these things. And yet in the grace of God and in submission to Him, I believe that as we pursue these things, God is going to be able to grow our lives into lives that are truly marked by love. Love for God, love by God, and love for others. And so today we're talking about this concept of loving God with our mind. Oof, I love Jen Wilkin. She has this quote and she says that the heart cannot love what the mind does not know. And so I've been thinking so much about how I love my husband, Austin. I love how he smiles when I put milk in his coffee. I love that he is just so steady and he just loves the normalcy of life because he grew up in this really simple suburb. I love that Austin, he has just been such a person who just takes control of our family and makes all of our decisions. I love my husband, Austin. Here's the problem. Is that if I were truly to love that person, Austin, that's not at all who he is. He would cringe if I put milk in his coffee. He did not grow up in a suburb. He grew up in the city of Quito in Ecuador. He is the most adventurous person I know. Talk about being steady. This man has changed out his car more times than anybody else I've ever known. Literally, if you are on Craigslist, you will see Austin selling a car. And he has approached our family. He just loves that we get to partner and make decisions together. I love my husband, Austin. I love him. The difference is that we can have all of this sentimentality about someone and it be completely false about who they actually are. And so this charge, this urge, this God begging, love me with your whole mind. It's an invitation that we would get to know the one true God, that we wouldn't just have these sentimental feelings of heart towards this God we've created in our minds. It's really easy to feel sentimental about a God who exists, whose mission is to make me comfortable, to solve my problems, to be my listening ear. And yet that's not really who God is. The truth of knowing God with our minds is getting to know the truth that God is both all-powerful, almighty, sovereign, completely in control. And in all of those things, he has still chosen his first stance and position towards us is love. When we begin to grapple and grasp that with our minds, holy moly, the love that gets to grow inside of our souls and our hearts because we know the one true God. This is a steady pursuit. I think sometimes we think that loving God with our minds is supposed to be the easy thing. No way. This is a steady, consistent pursuit that we would begin to know God in his truth and in his word, that then that would just begin to grow the love that we have. So North Coast, Dosers, whoever is listening, I urge you today, what does it look like to love God with our mind by seeking to know him more? So have a great day, Dosers. We will see you guys back tomorrow.